Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, this is a worrying statistic. Do you know that financial abuse impacts over 50% of women in abusive relationships, and it cuts across all income levels, even for those who appear financially independent? This less visible form of control is a powerful tool of manipulation, and it leaves countless women trapped despite their earnings. And I want to explore this critical and worrying issue, and I'm in conversation now with Somila Gogoba, who is from My Law Legal. Somila, a very warm welcome to you. So maybe the starting point for this conversation is, what exactly constitutes financial abuse and how does it manifest?
So what we define financial abuse is when you can see, firstly, you need to identify the signs, right? And the signs is when you actually see that you have no control or someone is manipulating you emotionally to utilize your funds. When people take control of your funds, and you see that in a lot of relationships where partners take control, because you know how it is that men are the head of the house, men's ego, the social stigma that men need to be in control. Despite a woman actually earning more than a man, or even just earning in general, there comes a point where the abuse is not just the physical, it's not just the emotions anymore, it also affects finances, where you get people now are even taking credits or loans or everything for their partners, and then they are left with that financial burden. Now they start joining programs and need assistance from like companies like My Law, because now they find themselves in sticky situations that they did not even put themselves in. They get guilt tripped by their partners. You know how it is, especially now around this time where we can identify the forms or the signs of abuse that men have towards women. So this is nothing different to all the other abuse, because when a man is the head of the house, then women are obligated, with air quotes on my end, to then respect that and adhere to what men want or see.
And explain to me why you think it is so pervasive and why it often goes unnoticed.
Because again, it's a silent form of abuse. We are so used to abuse leaving us with like physical scars, leaving us with things that are visible, right? And a lot of cases, financial abuse is not an easy one to identify, because everything is done out of love. Everything is then just a matter of, yeah, but then it's supposed to happen like this. No one is supposed to take full control of your finances, even portion control of your finances, without you giving them that consent, right? You'll get cases where people are even, we have matters where men are deliberately jeopardizing their jobs just to get females to take care of them financially. And that puts a lot of strain. Other times, the physical abuse go hand in hand with the financial abuse, where when the last time Somila sees her income is through her payslip, and then you need to ask the partner for funds and explain why you need certain amounts, whereas it's actually your money that you then need to beg and plead,
right,
because they've taken that control.
So could you give me then some of the red flags that women should look out for to identify forms of financial abuse in their relationships?
Firstly, if a man says to you, stop working, I'll take care of you, that could also be one of the signs, because now they need to take control of your finances and you feel less than, because now there's no income coming your way, right? And then partners demanding access or your earnings or your bank accounts, that's also another sign there. Again, goes back to the threatings, the guilt tripping, I'm the man of the house, therefore I need to take control. Those are the common signs. The sabotaging of your financial independence, where people now are taking loans and cars under your name so that they sabotage your independence and you dependent on the males. So those few things can be seen as like common forms of financial abuse.
And are there then practical steps that women can take to safeguard their finances and begin to regain some form of control?
100%. Firstly, they can open separate accounts with their partners to ensure that each person has control of their own finances. They can build and they can even have like a joint savings account where now each to their own, and then anything related to households, we utilize the savings because now it's the both of us, right? They can set up trusts to protect their earnings. They can even speak to like financial institutions to protect them because they can strengthen their legal protection, where you speak to legal professions and get advice and solutions to ensure that you safeguard your finances. And again, they can even report it. There are like confidential channels to seek support from trained legal and law enforcement professionals, which will also minimize the risk of retaliation.
But often, Somila, often you'll agree that could be difficult to do, given that you might be in a relationship of fear in the first place.
100%. And that is why if they then can report it safely, as I mentioned now, there are some confidential channels that they can undergo within the law enforcement and within the legal, practical or professionals, where they can then say, again, you're not, a lot of females are scared to come forward and saying, I am abused. But then again, it's those first steps that needs to be taken to then try get advice to say, what happens in cases like these? Which steps can I then take? And a professional and a legal advisor can give you advice without jeopardizing your relationship or risking you to get retaliation and your financial advice leading to physical and emotional abuse.
And do you think there is a direct correlation between financial abuse and other forms of abuse like emotional or physical violence?
100%. Firstly, if we're looking at finances just in general, it's such a don't touch topic, right? Especially if we focus on independent women and women that are earning great amounts, right? And then that dents a man's ego, especially an abusive person by nature. Now, there's certain ways that you shouldn't be speaking to that certain partner. And then the emotional and the blackmailing and the tactics, the guilt tripping, that leads into the emotional manipulation. Now, the minute you are not giving them what they need, that could also lead to the physical abuse, and those go hand in hand because they all form part of financial abuse. Imagine finds out that you went professional help or you've changed your password now to something that he doesn't know, then now it's a matter of I'm looking stupid, trying to withdraw money, but you know you've changed your account. That could lead to retaliation, to physical abuse, or just emotional abuse.
I'm going to leave it there, and it's a very apt conversation as we are now into the 16 days of activism. Somila Gogoba, thank you very much indeed from My Law Legal.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs on MoneyWeb.